FBI agent Troy Sowers, recently retired after 22 years as an FBI agent. And he thought the retirement party would be the usual, coffee, cookies, but it became something very different. When Sowers was a rookie FBI agent in Seattle, he and the police were called to a Washington hospital because there a woman had impersonated a nurse and had taken a baby from the hospital that was not hers. After quite some hours, she was apprehended. And Sowers spent the next hour or so convincing her to tell him where she had placed the baby. She had said that she had placed the baby boy in a box, that it was outside a restaurant that she named by its dumpster. And so off he went hurriedly, not sure what he would find because it had been many hours that the baby had been out in the elements. But when he arrived, he found the baby in the box. Baby was not crying or screaming, but as soon as he picked the child up, the child simply laid its head upon his shoulders, and he knew he was well. Medical people came and took the baby to make sure it was well. His supervisor told him to remember this, because this is one of the most important things he had ever done, and he will ever do. Well, as the years went on, the FBI agent Sowers wondered, what happened to that baby boy? What became of that child? Well, he found out at his retirement party, because his fellow agents had gone on a search, and they had found that, quote, baby child. His name, Stuart Rembrandt, 22 years old, corporal in the United States Marine Corps. And they invited him to come to that retirement party. And it was there that, for the first time since finding that baby, Agent Sowers saw that young man. And the young man said this to the FBI agent, "My parents wanted me to give you a hug. Thank you for giving me an opportunity to have a life. It's crazy to think that without your efforts, I wouldn't even be here today. I wouldn't be a Marine. My family wouldn't be the same. I'm just super excited and honored to meet this man today," Corporal Rembrandt said. Agent Sowers said that that reunion was probably one of the best surprises that he had ever had in his life. And he said to the young man, "I'm glad to see what you have done with your life. Pass it on." Every small mustard seed of faith in action impacts and changes the life of another person. Every small mustard seed of faith in our action, the selfless kindness, can lift up, can heal, can make a difference in the lives of another. The small mustard seed of faith in action of forgiveness can change the direction of another person's life. The small mustard seed of compassion can bring the presence and trust of God into the life of a person and change not only that person, but the people around. The small mustard seed of faith and action of that FBI agent, his determination, his commitment, his empathy, changed the life of one small child. you and I have within us the small mustard seeds of faith, of patience, generosity, kindness, healing, empathy, that makes a difference in the life of another. We heard in the second reading what is said about us, that God has entrusted to us a deep deposit of faith. And God has reminded us that that is strong, loving, and wise. And with that strong, loving, and wise faith in our lives, we can move mountains. We can move those mountains in our life when it's grief, when it's doubt, when it's worry, when it's confusion, when the questions seem to be overwhelming or the day seems to be overwhelming. That rich deposit of faith that is in us is strong, loving, and wise to help us move through that. We are to believe that. We are not to minimize that. Jesus says this clearly in the gospel. Paul is saying it clearly, and God is saying it clearly. God is saying, I have entrusted this to you. It is rich in your life. I trust you and believe in you, and I have given you that gift of faith. Live it, make it real, believe in it. It's part of who you are. And then Jesus in the gospel is inviting us to bring that faith and to touch the lives of others. I know that that last part of the gospel is confusing, but what Jesus was reminding his followers and us, it was to do what he was called to do, to serve and not be served, to not make it about me and how things should be for me. But he was inviting his followers and us today to be about exactly what our mission statement says, to love, to serve, to be hope. We are to stir into flame in the lives of other people the experience of love and of hope, to be of service, to uproot them from what holds them down, to move them forward so they know there is hope, and to let them know that they too are strong, that they have courage, and they can deal with what it is before them. The gift of faith is given to us. It's alive within us. So our prayer this week, where has faith carried you through a difficult time in your life? And you have come through to the other side. Where this week will you and I be asked to put our faith into action in another person's life by how are we with them? Let's pray with that as we go into the week.